Insurance and affiliated companies.
We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, America. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful day. It's just beautiful out there. That's all I can say. It is gorgeous out there. Let's check out some temperatures in the big old world of listening around here. 58 degrees at Medford, 59 at Kingfisher, 59 at Arnett. Slap out your 58. Hollis, you're 62, and the hot spot in the state right now is Grandfield at 65 degrees, and out here in the panhandle of Texas, 59 at Lipscomb, 58 at Miami. I wanted to say Miami. It's Miami. 61 at Dozier, 66 at Odell, and Childress, you're 62 degrees. All right. Hey, you guys, today is the Stockman's Vet Clinic, happy hour, veterinarian clinic, happy hour. You guys see Taylor today. Ask her if she cracked a bone this morning. She got kicked by a calf, and so did I, and it's really not that funny. But as one of my friends that was with us there was saying, Taylor's was an 8 on a 1 to 10 scale. Mine was a 5. And then I got here to the studio and switched out of my cow manure pants into my radial pants, and I had a big knot and blood, so mine's a 5. Hers really hurt. So if you see her today, tell her I hope her leg heals up. What else going on? Yeah, we worked the ladies this morning out west of Elk, getting them all dolled up for the summer, like they're going to go to the Boys of Oklahoma concert in Stillwater. You never know. They get them the lice or fairly rough right now, not too bad, but the warm temperatures coming in, usually gets rid of the lice, but it looks like things are going to calm back down into normal spring-like temperatures in the next week. We got Brandon coming on here shortly. Talk about what happened at the Elk City and the Western Oklahoma livestock shows and see what's in the future for cattle. Markets look really good today. I'll have that for you here in just a minute. First of all, let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Soybean futures were lower in overnight trading as the dollar rebounds overnight. And as U.S. planting begins, the U.S. dollar managed to eke out gains overnight, rising, 0.1%? A stronger greenback makes dollar-denominated goods, including ag products, less attractive to overseas buyers. Planting has started as 2% of the U.S. soybean crop was in the ground at the start of the week, according to a report from the Ag Department. That's on par with the same week a year earlier. Corn sowing, they've said this, not me. I'm going to change it. Corn planting is also underway with 4% now planted, the agency said. That's up from 2% a week ago, but down from the prior five-year average of 5%. Spring wheat planting was 7% finished as of Sunday. That's up 3% from a week earlier and 11% at this point last year. Winter wheat continues to grow with 8% headed, up from 5% last week and on par with the same week last year. About 47% of the winter crop was in good or excellent condition at the beginning of the week, down 48% 7 days earlier and well below the 55% that earned top ratings at the same point last year. Soybean futures overnight for May delivery fell 6 cents to $10.35¾ a bushel. Soy meal was down $3.10 to $2.94 a short ton, and soy oil dropped 0.11 cents to 46.21 cents a pound. Corn futures up 2 pennies to $4.87 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat future for May delivery fell 0.75 cents to $5.46 and 3/4 cents a bushel, while Kansas City futures dropped 4.5 cents to 5.50¾ a bushel. Inspections of corn and wheat were higher week to week, while soybean assessments declined, according to the Ag Department. Corn inspections in the 7 days that ended on April the 10th increased to 1.83 million metric tons. That's up from 1.61 million tons a year earlier, and 1.36 million tons assessed the same time last year. Examinations of wheat for overseas delivery was up to 604,000 metric tons. That's up from 335,000 tons a week earlier, but a little bit lower than last year at 620,000 metric tons. Soybean inspections, meanwhile, dropped to 546,000 metric tons compared to 814,000 tons the previous week. That's still higher than the 447,000 metric tons assessed last year. Since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, the USDA has inspected 37.5 million metric tons of corn. That's up from 28.7 same time last year. So that's pretty good. Wish the price was higher, but still, it's a lot of corn. Soybean assessments since the beginning of September now stand at 42.1 million compared to 38 million last year. Wheat inspection since the grain marketing year on June 1st when it started is now at 18.3 million metric tons, and that's 2.3 million metric tons more than last year. So, I mean, we're moving the product. We just need some good prices. Let's see here. What's happening with our weather, according to the National Weather Service? It looks like extremely dry weather is expected throughout the week in parts of the Southern Plains, according to the National Weather Service. Winds in southwestern Kansas will be sustained this afternoon from 15 to 25 with gusts up to 30. Humidity will fall around 20%. That's kind of about it. Not much going on. I got a story later at the end of the show with the El Nino versus El Nino versus La Nina. Got a really good comparison of what's going on this year so far, and it's not what they predicted. So, or not quite what they predicted. But it's early. It's early, so we don't want to get our hopes up too high. I seen a story on social media this morning, and you guys might remember this story. Last July, there was a mother and daughter headed to a horse show from Shawnee over to the Lazy E Arena, if I remember right, and their trailer caught on fire. They're on I-35 or somewhere in there, I-40 or I-35. I just want to remind people, not just only horse people, but all people, check your bearings, and it's like this story I was reading, make sure you put your nets up on your horse trailers when traveling down the road, but please do maintenance on your tires and your wheels, your bearings and stuff like that. Double check everything, make sure your generator might not is in an area where it won't cause a fire, but this mother and daughter, they lost a couple horses last year because the hay and the trailer caught on fire. And they're not so sure, but they lost the horses, and that's a sad thing. They're not sure what happened. They can blame somebody flicking a cigarette into a window with the nets down. I don't know. I'm not sure about that. Somebody should have bought a lottery ticket if that really happens. And I guess anything's possible, especially when you're going down the highway at 60, 70 miles an hour and flip a cigarette out the door or window and it flickers and, you know, flies up in the air and lands in the trailer because they got straw in those trailers. Some people have straw in those trailers. I'd be more apt to blame it on a wheel bearing. So please, you guys, check your wheel bearings regularly, all the time, and make sure everything's good on that, and just be careful out there. I mean, those horses are a lot of people's dreams in those trailers, so just they're best friends with those horses, and I understand that, but any trailers, just check them. When we get into our drier weather this summer, we don't need any grass fires started, and we're not quite out of the wildfire season yet, because there's fires in the last 5-10 years that's happened in May, but You just never know. And with rain in the forecast coming up this weekend, that's a good sign. Actually, from what I've seen starting this Saturday, the next 10 days, we have a chance of rain every day for the next 10 days. Now, whether we get it or not, it's one thing, but at least we got a shot at it. Before we go to break, let's do an update on the current grain prices and see what's happening with it and the NASDAQ and oil and natural gas and all that stuff. Let's see here. May corn right now, 481, down 3.75. July's 489, down 3.25. Soybeans for May, 1035, down 6.25. July's 1044, down 5.75. Soybean meal, May, 293.10, down $4. Soybean oil, May, up 47. It's at 47.26, up 94. Hard red winter wheat, May, 551, down 3.75. July's 566, down 3.75. Also, cotton for July, 66.17, up 18. Oil out of West Texas, May, 61.27, down 26. Natural gas is up a little bit today. May is 333, up 1, I guess you call it. Looks like the NASDAQ, S&P, and the Dow are all in the green. And looks like cattle are too. Live cattle for April, 204.50, up 55, and today's will be my last update on the April lives. June lives are 199.50, up 42. Feeders for April, 289.45, up 140. May is 282.32, up 137. Lean hogs, May 88.32, up 37. June 95.32, up 20. Well, let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Veterinary Clinic break. And when we come back, maybe, maybe not. You never know. Brandon takes a phone call. He'd care less about me, especially if it's with a client. So we'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Your family is sitting around the supper table and something interesting happens. Just a few moments ago, there was lots of rustling and noises, and now nobody's saying a word. Everyone's too busy cutting up their steak and taking bites. Once in a while, someone says something about how good it tastes, but for the most part, everyone's pretty quiet. They're too busy chewing and swallowing and going back for another bite. The meat was processed exactly the way you wanted it, and all you had to do was tell us what you wanted. We processed your meat to the exact specifications, and since we processed the meat at your place, it was really simple for you. I'm Becky Brown, and my husband's Tony, and we're BT Butchers. It's a mobile meat processing shop. We come to you and make it easy as possible, the way you want it. The website is btbutchers.com. That's B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. Remember, it's your meat and it feeds your family. You deserve to have it processed the way you want it.
Are you looking for a new metal building that's built to last? Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone brings you top-tier craftsmanship and second-to-none quality with attention to detail. From luxury custom barn dominiums to shops or barns and commercial buildings, our buildings don't just look good, they're built to last with all custom weld-up, I-beam, and C-Perlin construction. From design to completion, we do it right. That's Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, April the 7th. 601 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 357 was 435. 3 at 483 brought 330. 10 at 586 brought 337. 37 at 767 brought 279. 68 at 837 brought 261.50. 4 at 935 brought 259. Four head of heifers at 411 brought 370. Three at 590 brought 304. 16 at 705 brought 264. 59 at 728 brought 256. 64 at 811 brought 246. 12 at 815 brought 257. Butcher cows were 109 to 166. Butcher bulls brought 146 to 206. Bred cows were 885 to 3,000. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
One of the purposes of the FFA is to teach high school students the principles of successful farming. But FFA also serves as a training ground for civic leaders through speech contests, community improvement projects, and leadership camps. Today and every day, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Leaders aren't born, they're made. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre loves how FFA creates leaders every day.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, just to remind you, today is Hay Day Tuesdays. If you got some hay you want to sell or you need to buy some, 580-225-9697 is the Today in Ag hot text line. Send in what you got. I got a few of them over here for sale today, so we'll get to that the last segment when we get through with Brandon. But first, let's do some ag weather update out in the Texas Panhandle. McLean, 59. Humidity's 29. Dew point's 27. The winds are out of the southeast at 11. Peak wind gust today, 21. 99 one-hundredths of an inch so far this month. No red flag minutes. 8-inch soil temperature, 61 degrees. Well, back with me is the world-famous Brandon Hickey, big boss at the Western Oklahoma. Oh, your wife's with you. I shouldn't say that, should I? My bad. He helps run the Western Oklahoma and Elk City Livestock Auction.
Yeah, second in command.
Yeah, second in command. You're like the VP.
Yeah.
Hey, but I just want you to know, if you go to a horse show or shooting or golf deal, don't drop the trophy like our vice president did the other day with the wild steak.
Oh, no.
From winning the, what was it? They won the NCAA college football deal, and he dropped the trophy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it is. So how you guys doing today?
Good. It's a beautiful day. Not quite as windy as it was yesterday and Sunday. Yeah. And so that's a little bit.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Like we've
had
an awful lot of wind this spring. I don't know if it's just me or other people think that too, but it seems like we've had an awful lot of wind. Got more moisture than what we've been getting in the springtime, and then get a lot of wind and just drives the top right back out.
No, I know. I don't know that we're getting any more wind. I've been thinking about that. I think we're just getting more miles per hour out of it.
Maybe that's what it is.
When you get two or three different days of 60, 70, and 80 miles an hour, it just seems like the wind's been blowing all spring.
Yeah, sir.
Well, let's start at Elk City Livestock Auction. You had 1,281 head. Looked like you had a really good turnout. You had some good buyers in there when I stopped by there. And they did on the steers. I mean, all the prices are just awesome. And what really stood out with you Friday?
Oh, without a doubt, Friday. I mean, everything was so good. It's just so much bidder activity on everything, on every class. But the thing that had to stand out the most to me was the fancy set of replacement heifers that we sold at 988 pounds at 261. I think that would without a doubt be the standout sale at Elk City of the day for Friday.
Yeah, that's the one you was telling me about when I stopped by there. And that was good. And those heifers were just, they were fancy. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
They're really nice.
Picture perfect. Yep. Just make a great set of mama cows come out of a great program, and you know, the guys showed up to buy them. I mean, that's the kind they want to buy, and I think everybody was a little surprised at where the final dollar figure was, but I know the gentleman that owned them was very pleased.
Yeah, I'm just doing the math in my head, and I'm probably off $100 here or there. That's $2,500 or better, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes, right in there, pretty close. So, was there some egos involved in on that one?
No. It was just multiple bidders. I mean, I think we had, three different bidders all the way from, I think we started those heifers at 240, and I think we had three bidders all the way up by to the mid 250s. It was pretty active and just a lot of interest in them.
Right. Yeah, that's awesome. And good for that guy. Well, actually good for everybody that sold Friday, because I'm looking at the prices. I mean, you had some thin steers from Canute that were 441, but they brought 445.
It was pretty amazing all day. I mean, and we had some old short solids and smooth mouth pairs, with some decent sized calves, bump up there around that 3,000 mark. Had some cows, some smooth mouth heavy bred cows, bumping up there in that $2,400, between $2,400 and $2,500 range. It was just a good market, throughout the day. It just, lots of bidders there on every single thing. Everybody there trying to figure out what they could turn out and bring back later that was going to make a little money.
Yeah, and butcher cows were up to $166 and butcher bulls $201. Please tell me the high seller was not a Charolais. Tell me it was red or black or something.
you get to win today. This week it was not a Charolais. So.
Cool. Yeah. Well, to bring that gentleman into the conversation, I seen him at the bull sale. Saturday here at the All Brute Bull Sale at Elk City, and I'm not sure why he was there, because there were no Charolais for sale, I did tell him that one of my landlord's bulls sold for $196, which I thought was really impressive for him, and I don't know, he didn't have a lot to say to me Saturday. And then I got to jump on him pretty hard in front of a pretty good crowd out there behind the sale barn, because it was who's who amongst Elk City was there, and right in front of him. And I got to jump on him pretty hard, and his wife was standing there. And I said, can you believe this guy? I sold him a really nice Davis Angus cow, and her name was named after a female dog, and I said, I can't believe you didn't sell it. You sold her right in front of everybody, and Ann was standing there, and she said, wasn't me. She was pointing right at Scott.
Just threw him right under the bus.
I threw him right under the bus, but I did go to his defense, and I said, well, he did tell me the only reason why he sold her, because she was in the lot. hopefully he does, if he sells any more Charolais in the coming weeks or two, I hope he does well with them. but not super well. Guys, don't get me wrong out there. I'm dogging on Scott because he thinks Charolais the answer to everybody's problems. I used to have Charolais bulls. I know where we're going with this, but he takes it a step farther than he needs to. So, have you got anything coming in this weekend?
Yeah, we'll have a good run at Elk City Friday. Got several cows lined up. Got another little set of young cows and pairs going to be there as well as some more good heavy bred older cows as well. So. And a few calf consignments. I think right now, judging by the consignments I've got on the board, we probably won't be quite as big as we were last week. Probably a little bit less on the numbers, but got some really nice consignments lined up to come in.
Yeah, I noticed on the weekly, both weekly in Texas and in Oklahoma, the numbers at the sale barns are slowly backing off.
Yeah, we see a little bit of pickup. I think, the weed is playing out pretty fast. We'll start seeing numbers pick up a little bit You know, typically our numbers get pretty short in April, but I think we're going to pick up a little bit more here at the tail end of April as the graze out guys are going to have to start coming off. That week's playing out faster than what it normally does. They're not going to be able to push those cattle into May and early June like they do a lot of times. It doesn't look like it's throwing up the flag leaf and, you know, going to get ready to start making a head here pretty quick.
And start getting
a little bit bitter, a little bit tough, and cattle won't grow as good, do as good on it once it kind of does that. So I think you're going to see these numbers pick up. We're already picking up several consignments for big yearling consignments for Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction coming up next Monday. So
that's coming up Monday.
I think are on. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the graze out runs are on, but pretty saw kind of the start of it there Monday and then Friday also. Friday at Elk, a lot of the some cows that was out on wheat coming in a little bit earlier than expected. And then saw it carried over into Monday on the big yearling starting in there Monday, and I think that we're going to see that continue going forward for the next 2-3 weeks. I think we'll see our graze out run. I don't think it'll take but about 2-3 weeks, and it'll be over with. Be shorter than normal and be over with. But I think the numbers should pick up a little bit over the next 2-3 weeks here as the graze out run starting as this week continues to kind of go ahead and play out for the graze out guys.
You're still selling quite a few cows, and a lot of them are going back to other farms or places. Mm-hmm. And the heifer retention has started, but it's not going hog wild yet.
No, we're still just barely retaining enough heifers to counter the number of old cows that are still going to the packers. I mean, we're not gaining very much ground very fast. It doesn't seem like to me. There's a lot of these old cows that are going back out to get another round out of, and that's going to help us a little bit this next year going forward with our numbers. But we're sure not back to growth mode on the cow herd at all yet.
Okay, trick question for you before we go to Western Oklahoma.
Okay.
Yesterday, it was announced that the Chinese would quit importing American beef and get it from Australia. And I was thinking I would wake up early this morning. I waited till 5:30 to do my ag update this morning, and I was thinking it was going to – and then I remember our beef deal doesn't open till 8 o'clock anyway, so I should have just went ahead and did it. But I was thinking it was going to do something to the market. And if anything, it's made it come up a little bit, I guess, if that's the reason for it. But I got to looking at the numbers, and China only gets 1% of our exports that we export beef from here.
Yeah. They're very, 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 very small potatoes to us as far as beef. I mean, very, very little impact in them not getting their exports from us. But, Australia, jumped right in there, going to make that trade deal, and that's fine. In my opinion, we need to be keeping China at a very arm's length on everything, and the last several administrations have not done that. I mean, they've kind of allowed them to come right in and cozy right up, and I think they've got a lot of information out of us the last several administrations, learned a lot about us that, I'd just soon them really not know. They're not liking it because, the administration we've got in there now is, a lot more, going to keep them back, put them back at an arm's length, and they're not liking that. I think they've enjoyed the free reign they've had for the last several years. And again, I think they were probably padding a lot of pockets to get that free reign. That days is ending here. Hope it's not temporarily. It may just be temporarily, but it's ending for now. And they're not liking it. And they're making announcements that like they're really, really changing the world with going to go to Australia and get their beef. And if Australia wants to do business with them, we'll get right after it, Australia. That's right. What you need to do.
So. Yeah, exactly. And And then they can have that beef over there because we know darn good and well who's got the best beef in the world to start with.
That's right. That's right. You know, and you know, any other country in the world does that other than China, you know, probably the consumers, the citizens, you know, complain about it enough that, you know, they get back to going to American beef. But, you know, you're not allowed to complain in China, so probably, you know, they're not probably coming back. But, again, you're talking about 1% or less of our exports, and probably a lot of that is, you know, stuff that we might not eat anyway. So I see very little effect there. You know, they could possibly, if they do something, they could have a lot more effect probably on something like the soybean market. That'll be the ones that may have to, you know, if they do something there, decide to cut us off there, you know, the soybean farmers may have to have a little help from our government to get them through a little bit of a tough times. But I still think it's, you know, there's some of these tough times, it's just necessary to get back to, you know, back to where we should be as a country, back to a healthy place, which I don't feel like we have been for probably in all reality and truth, probably haven't been in a very healthy spot since Reagan.
Yeah, I agree with you. We've been, what is that saying? We've been running on a shoestring, and I say that right? or something like that. No, I probably didn't say it right, but you know what I mean. So,
yeah.
But there's, yeah, that's a deal. And I wish somebody, I know the media is controlled pretty hard over there in China, but I wish somebody would take a YouTube video of one of the Chinese people taking a bite into an Australian T-bone and saying, "What is this?" Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, and I can promise you that the elites over there that really, really like our beef, they are still going to get it. The you know, on the high end cuts, the ones that really like it and the elites that can afford it, they're just going to, you know, backdoor it in through Taiwan or Vietnam or somewhere like that.
Yep. So, I'm sure.
It's only going to be the peasants, the citizens. It's not going to be allowed access to our beef. I promise you, the elites will still be eating it.
Oh yeah, more than likely. Well, let's drive on down to east on I-40 down to the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. You had 1,204 head there. What stood out there yesterday? And besides everything, it was better there than it was Friday at Elk City, and Elk City was great.
Yeah, the big cattle just on fire. We had some really nice consignments of big, nice wheat pasture yearlings, and everything was, again, lots of bidder activity, lots of interest. You know, I think probably the thing that stood out was that 922 pound or 911 pound steers at 274. I mean, that was just phenomenal.
916.
Yep. Steers. Yep. Yeah. And you know, that was probably the standout sale of the day there. But again, you know, there wasn't nothing to sneeze about them. Them 800 pound heifers at that 257 mark was a really good sale of. You know, some of them grazing cattle, we didn't have a lot of grazing cattle, didn't have a lot of lightweight cattle, but some of them six-weight grazing cattle, you know, really on fire. You know, a lot of optimism, a lot of people needing cattle, wanting cattle, and wanting to refill some pens, wanting to stock some grass. And, you know, we're up there at levels we've never seen before. And you know, it's kind of scary if you're, you know, we're climbing this mountain and looking down at how far down it, you know, where we've come from. But, you know, hopefully, I don't necessarily know that we need to go any higher, that we want to keep looking up, so to speak. But, you know, we're at a good spot. I wouldn't mind at all seeing it level off a little bit and kind of stay at these levels where we're at right now. And again, like I say, we need to kind of probably get that fat cattle deal up there. You know, it's a lot better where it's been, you know, the 204, 206, 208, 210. It's been the last two or three weeks. Is it a lot better place? But, you know, the futures are showing that that's not going to continue to happen. The live future boards drops it back into the 190s, you know, when you get on out there into June and August. But, you know, hopefully they'll come up and you know, we'll be able to kind of sustain these levels And I think that, like I say, I think we're kind of at a good spot right now. I don't want to get so high that we, you know, that we turn beef into a luxury item, and you know, and I worry every day that we may be, you know, getting close to that point. But so yes. far, demand has stayed good, and the beef's flying off the shelves. Everybody likes it. Everybody wants it, and that's a good place to be in, and we want to keep that if at all possible. But you know. Supply and demand, is going to rule the day for the most part, and hopefully we don't see that, you know, at some point that the American housewife quits buying the beef because it's just too high. We sure don't want to see that happen, but so far it hasn't. So, but whether or not we want to go on higher from here and test the further upside in the retail side of that, I don't. You know, I don't know. Like I say, we're at levels that makes everybody nervous.
Yes, it does. And you know, my sales off the farm for hang weight at the processor is strong now as it ever has been. And it's good, and that's great. And I think you hit the nail right on the head with the hammer. We're probably right where we need to be right now.
I did have two different calves show up at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction yesterday that guys had had on feed that they weren't able to find buyers for them, to put in at a local locker plant. So, you know, hated to hear that, you know, but for the guys that are doing it all time, like you and Tucker's and Taylor's, that doesn't seem to be has not shown up to be a problem yet. Seems to be moving really good, and that was really the first time that I'd seen anybody that had brought something in that, you know, said I've been feeding it and thought I would be able to, you know, find somebody to hang it, but just haven't had any interest. So
yeah, okay, yeah, and it does happen. I see. I follow some people or some pages that they sell hang weight on those pages, and. There's a lot of advertising going on, and you know, I don't know who ended up finalizing the deal, if they did finalize the deal, but I think they've been selling them, and you know, it's just, man, it's just hard to beat good raised beef off the farm. But it's good. I also noticed over there, probably the same guy over there from Weatherford, that had 101 head of heifers that weighed what, 801? If I got a crack in my screen there. 801. I'd take that 257 all day. That was just a few dollars short of $2,100 a head.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll take that all day. Yeah, if you got any, so you got your special sale coming up this coming Monday. What do you got on the hook there?
Oh, we got, we don't know exactly where the head count's going to hit just yet, but we'll have somewhere between 400 and 600 seven weight heifers from one consigner coming in this coming week. Just pure wheat, long time weaned, guaranteed open. And just be a phenomenal set of feeder heifers that's been turned out a long time. Got a really good program, does a really good job getting them little lightweight started and getting them grown up, and typically sells them out a little lighter than what he is going to this year, and sells them a little earlier, but he had a really good wheat pasture and kept them, put them on wheat. He's going to have a pretty good payday next week with those heifers when he brings them in.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Be a good run. I did go on to Cousin Kay's restaurant Friday, and I almost caught her off guard. But she rebounded really quick.
Uh-huh.
But I walked in, got me a root beer, and I looked over there on the candy bar deal, and there wasn't any Snickers on there. And I just stared at the candy bar deal, and she never said a word, and I never said a word. And out of the blue, she reaches down and brings up a new package of Snickers, and I said, "You're lucky." Not a word was said.
so what you're telling me is that you and Cousin Kay got a telepathy deal going on.
Whatever you want to call it, I don't care. Hey, one more thing. I got just a minute or two here before I have to do my double break like I do with you every Tuesday. Uh-huh. But there was, and I, if I got time today, I'll do the whole article on it. But they, the Nebraska steer heifer price and percentage difference by weight came out, and they averaged this stuff from 2015 to 2024. And you and I have talked about this a couple times. So the 10-year average percentage difference between, like, for 400 to 500 weight heifers and steers, 10-year average was $12.39. 5-year average is $12.51, and the 2024 average was $42.82.
Yep.
Well, what's up? I guess the whole article kind of tells it, but the this article here is saying one of the reasons was partly due to the magnitude of price levels across all weight classes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we've talked about that a couple of times, and, you know, obviously steers put on a lot more weight quicker than the heifers do. And the carcass weight, I think last year was up 20 pounds, like 886 or something like that. And
right.
But just because they said they're actually discounted, but you and I have talked about this a couple times, and we think this year's not because the heifers are being discounted, it's just because the steers are bringing that much more.
Yep, yep.
If that makes sense to anybody.
Exactly right. Yeah, I think that's exactly right. To there's just a greater demand for the steers at this point in time to turn them out and graze them. And that's probably going to flip-flop at some time here before long. You're probably going to see when the heifer retention ever actually does start, we'll see those figures get a lot closer together, and maybe even the heifers surpass the steers for just a little bit once the true sure enough retention starts, then the herd rebuilding sure enough starts. You may see a time when the heifers will actually bring a little bit more, steer price to maybe just a little bit more in certain instances. But we're sure not at that point yet.
So another trick question for you. Are the steer prices going to come down, or are the heifer prices going to go up?
Yeah, I wished I knew.
All right, Brandon.
My guess is probably a combination of both.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking your time out. I know your wife's with you, and she might be over there looking at you right now like, we got to go. But thanks. I really appreciate you taking time out to come on and talk about what's going on in our cattle market.
Glad to do it, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. See you later. All right. We're going to take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break, and we'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, farmers. It's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
Save money on tools and filters you need right now at Napa. The Napa tool and filter sale continues through April 19th. I don't have enough time to give you the specifics about all the deals and the money you'll save. For that, look at Facebook and search Napa Western Oklahoma.
But I can tell you that this sale at their Elk City store includes name brand tools and equipment like Milwaukee and Carlisle. Find what you need for what you drive and find it on sale right now. It's the Napa Tool and Filter Sale through April 19th on West 3rd Street in Elk City.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
The Oklahoma Medical Research Foundation wants to help you age well. Foundation Board Member Gail Moncrief and Foundation President Dr. Andrew Weirich invite you to a complimentary lunch and conversation about healthy aging. It's Tuesday, April 22nd at 11:30 at the Elk City Golf and Country Club. Come hear prominent medical doctors discuss ways to live better as you age. Please RSVP online by April 15th. omrf.org/Elk City. omrf.org/Elk City. Lunch and a conversation about healthy aging, April 22nd at the Elk City Golf and Country Club. This message brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
The 2025 Hemp Hill County Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas is celebrating 10 big years, providing prime opportunities to learn, network, and socialize with producers from around the country. Get your tickets today for the conference, Tuesday and Wednesday, April 29th and 30th. Just Google Hemp Hill Beef Cattle Conference, go to the website, see the agenda, speakers, sponsors, and get your tickets today. See you in Canadian.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, yeah, that's right. Coming up here in just a couple weeks is the Hemp Hill County Beef Conference. They're going to have some great speakers this year, and they always have a really good set of great vendors there. So you guys check it out. It's in the Penny News. And make your reservations for going to the Hemp Hill County Beef Conference at Canadian, Texas. All right, let's check out some weather in northwestern Oklahoma. Here's some ag weather update for the big town of Buffalo. 62 degrees, 24 is the dew point, 23 is the humidity. The winds are out of the southeast at a whopping 5 miles an hour. No rain in the last 10 days. 67 is the 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature. 8:12 is the sunset. 69 today. Just a beautiful day today. 54 low tonight. Tomorrow, 20% chance of thunderstorms and 86 for a high with winds out of the south. 12 to 18 with wind gust up to 25. All right, let's see what the timing is on it. And I wanted to share this El Nino and La Nina outlook. According to this, recent looks from the Pacific shows that below average temperatures have weakened and allow for Nino, I call it, to indice near zero. Models currently show us having a 50% of holding neutral through the summer. That's not what they were saying a few months ago, if you remember. With this in mind, the Climate Prediction Center has issued their final La Nina advisory for the season, meaning La Nina is out. This is very good news because while neutral and even El Nino, I call it, and that's my saying, you guys get laugh at me all you want, could be a little temperamental sometimes. La Nina is always almost dry, so if we're out of the La Nina, there's reason to be hopeful. Here's the 6 to 10 day precipitation outlook showing our chances of above average moisture from the 19th through the 23rd of this month. And I'm looking, and we're talking about Oklahoma, and looks like their next update will be the 8th of May on this deal. I'm looking at their map from the NOAA, and it looks like western Oklahoma, Texas Panhandle, all except right along the Panhandle up there with Oklahoma, is going to be above average with precipitation outlook, which is great. They've got a big chunk of the panhandle of Texas and a lot of that area down in there where Midland, Odessa, down just that whole little deal over there, and actually parts of New Mexico. And we are the only ones in the whole USA that's got the above average precipitation going. All right, we're going to take another quick Stockman's Vet break. When we come back, I'll finish up the show. We'll be right back.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like, is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Together, we're making history again. The Ford Motor Company is letting Barber Dyson Ford offer employee pricing to you through June 2nd. You pay what Ford employees pay for new vehicles. Employees get the biggest discounts, and right now, you get those same big price breaks. It's never been this widespread. It's never been this big. Now through June 2nd, you pay what employees pay. Employee pricing for everyone at Barber Dyson Ford. Online, barberdysonford.net.
Offer excludes 2025 Expeditions and 2025 Super Duties.
Join the KECO Roadshow for Cheyenne Arapahoe Pioneer Days, April 18th and 19th in Hammond, Oklahoma. Friday night is gospel singing at the Community Fellowship Church at 6 p.m. Then on Saturday, enjoy delicious pancake breakfast from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. at the Firehouse. Participate in the half marathon at 7:45 a.m. and the 5K fun run at 9 a.m. Arts and crafts, quilt show, and a flea market starting at 9 a.m. Games in the park, beard contest, and a free carnival from 10 to 2. Watch the parade at 10:30 a.m. on Main Street, then feast on free barbecue in the park at noon. Catch the rodeo at 5 p.m., the fireworks at 9 p.m., then dance the night away with the Ouachita River Boys at the Firehouse at 9:30 p.m. For more info, visit Cheyenne Arapahoe Pioneer Days on Facebook, The Penny News, or contact Brenda Archer at 580-821-1069, or Cheryl Ivey at 799-0467, or Dolan Ivey at 799-2318. Cheyenne Arapahoe Pioneer Days, April 18th and 19th in Hammond, Oklahoma. Come and enjoy the festivities.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed, or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for Lone Wolf. 63 degrees, dew points 29, humidity's 27, winds are out of the east at 7, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 67 degrees, 808 sunset, 71 today. 48 tonight and breezy, and 82 tomorrow with wind gusts maybe up in the mid-30s tomorrow. So button the hats down. All right, today is Hay Day Tuesday. I got three or four here to share with you. Got your pen and pencil ready. 20 bundles of nice leafy alfalfa, small squares, 80 to 90 pounds, $15 a bale, 580-660-1622 over in Hobart. Got some square bales of wheat hay, $7 a bale, 580-550-0105. At Eric, 340 round bales of Plains Blue Stem, fertilized and sprayed, $75 a bale, 580-243-9190. And I think, where's it at? I think he's still got some hay left. Chad does over at Hex. Some round bales of alfalfa, $85 to $100 per bale, or $150 to $180 a ton. Got some irrigated sorghum pea mix at $150 a ton, or $70 a bale. And got some oat hay, round bales, $150 a ton, $70 a bale. At Hex, 580-393-1233. You guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Sayre and Elk City, America. God bless.